Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 29, 1806. Wild Chives and Wapato. Today the captains write about an arm of the river that branches off from the Columbia to form a large island which they name Wapato Island. The island is home to 6 Indian nations, which the captains name in their journals. Again, these are probably clans or family groups rather than tribes or nations. They were also described on the downriver journey in November 1805. 4 of these clans are of the Upper Chinookan language group. Today, Lewis discovers a species of small wild onion growing among the moss on the rocks. He writes, "They resemble the chives of our gardens, and sure enough, they are closely related to the chives cultivated in Europe." These North American plants are found in wet meadows on rocky or gravelly stream beds, and before the river was dammed, between low and high water levels along the Columbia from Canada to Oregon. Captain Clark writes,
"We set out early this morning and proceeded to the head of Deer Island and took breakfast. The morning was very cold, wind sharp and keen off the range of mountains to the east, covered with snow. The river is now rising very fast and retards our progress very much, as we are compelled to keep at some distance in the current to clear the bushes and fallen trees and drift logs making out from the shore. During the time we were at breakfast, a canoe with 3 Indians of the Clan-Nar-Minimon nation came down. One of those men was dressed in a sailor's jacket and hat, and the other 2 had a blanket each. They reside on Wapato Island, which is on the southwest side about 12 miles above our encampment of the last night. Here we traded our deer skins killed yesterday for dogs, and purchased others to the number of 12, as the deer flesh is too poor for the men to subsist on, and work as hard as is necessary. We made 15 miles today, only. Captain William Clark, March 29, 1806.
Clark also writes about the method used by the women to harvest the Wapato bulbs.
"The women collect by getting into the water, sometimes to their necks, holding by a small canoe, and with their feet loosen the wapato, or bulb roots, from the bottom of the fibers, and it immediately rises to the top of the water. They collect and throw them into the canoe. Those roots are the largest and best roots."
Tomorrow, an unusual custom.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.